And good Tuesday morning, live from our KGGF Historic Studios. I'm Sam Speck, glad you're with us. 77 degrees to start our morning as we just pass 8:15 from our KGGF Studios. So many Tuesdays throughout the year, we have been joined by Independence Chamber of Commerce. Today is no different. As Director Lisa Wilson in studio. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
As, again, kind of a sad one, but this was always one of my favorite interviews. I'll tell you what, always here on time. Well, not always on time. Get you there, but always overly prepared, always here, I guess, is always the better one to it. Not never ditching us. So, Lisa, always appreciate these interviews, but yeah, last one with us.
I know. I'm going to miss you.
I am
good
definitely.
Good luck in Wichita.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I will miss you, and again, the station, like we were just talking off the air. I mean, man, this station has meant the world to me, so... It got not ripped away from me. I guess I'm walking away from it a little bit sooner than I ever imagined. But again, Lisa, I've always appreciated these interviews, so I just got to thank you. Just got to thank you.
I appreciate you always being willing to let me come every Tuesday and talk about all the things that are happening, and then also sometimes letting me give my spot to someone else to share additional information. So
absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Well, speaking of that, there is always something happening up in Independence. It is Tuesday, so we always like to get this kicked off with Recycling Day, as I always have loved the efforts that Independence makes, but it is Recycling Day.
It is Recycling Day. We had about 100 last Saturday when we did the typical Saturday pickup. And was that last Saturday or the Saturday before? I lose track.
I think it was. Isn't it the first Saturday
it
of the month?
The first
so it was two Saturdays ago.
Okay, all right.
Man, August
time
is already
flies,
flying by.
I know.
My goodness.
So Tuesdays, as we talked about, is recycling on a regular basis from 11 to 1 at the sanitation yard. And again, you can just pull up with all of your recyclables sorted, pop the trunk, open up the back door, and the city employees will help you get it all unloaded. You'll be out in a flash. It's very efficient, as is the Saturday experience. I do want to put a plug in that we are needing volunteers. We only need about two or three volunteers every first Saturday. They don't take volunteers on the Tuesdays, but on Saturday we do need volunteers. So if you are an individual, you are with a church, an organization, a civic group, a business, and you want to get together. Two Saturdays ago, the Rotarians volunteered, and it was fun because
nice.
We got to, you know, we come to our meetings, but we had an opportunity to kind of meet each other outside of our regular meetings and get to know each other while we were slinging recyclables.
I was going to say, even slinging bags of trash sometimes can be a social outing, and, you know, it could have been a nice day outside, beautiful weather, and just a good, you know, a good area to socialize with
get
some
folks. Get your steps in.
Exactly. Get your steps in. And then, of course, it is the second Tuesday of the month, which means Cancer Support Group.
That's right. So Valerie Davis with the Cancer Center of Kansas will be having the SEK Cancer Support Group this evening. It's at the Nazarene Church. It is always on the second Tuesday of each month at 6:30. It's for cancer patients, survivors, family members, friends, anyone who would find value from this support system. If you have information, if you need information, please call Valerie Davis at 331-4099. Tonight, it is being sponsored by Hometown Healthcare, and immunotherapy is the presentation that will be given by Valerie Davis.
Well, great. And it also, again, I've, you know, even living up there from last year in Independence and speaking here with you almost every Tuesday since then, I've, seen a lot of businesses come to Independence, looking like we're going to have a ribbon cutting today as well.
We are.
Is it today? Yeah,
it is
today.
It is today.
At 11
o'clock. It is. And this is actually kind of an extension of an existing business. So Fast Lane Performance, which does... a window tinting and does all the cool stuff, stereos and everything for your car. They have also purchased a collision and customs business. And so it's very close to Fast Lane Performance. So it's at 2013 West Mains, right there by Toyota. And we will be cutting a ribbon for them and welcoming them to the Chamber of Commerce and just letting everyone know a little bit more about what they do at Collision and Customs. So
great.
Hopefully more customs than collisions.
There you go. Exactly. And then, man, oh, man, I kind of feel bad, but at the same time, being so shortly removed from high school, I really don't. The 3 months is over. Summer break has ended. And, man, 446 is back in session tomorrow. I can't believe it. Tomorrow, right?
That's right. Both schools. So public schools, private schools, and the college will all start back tomorrow. So be careful. Watch for those kids that are crossing the street. Yeah. Slow down in the cross, you know, in the school zones. I'm sure they will be highly patrolled. So as they should be, we're kind of out of the habit of paying attention and slowing down in those areas. So I actually, I don't know when I know CCC starts today, but I don't know when Coffeyville Public School starts. When is that?
I talked with Craig on Monday, and I believe like the seventh graders start Thursday and then everybody else starts Friday because they allow like the younger kids to get acclimated to the school. So it'll be like the seventh and the ninth graders on Thursday and then everybody else on Friday, I think is what it is. It is at the end of this week.
Well, today I came in and stayed right on 11th Street
just in case.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, so I just stayed on 11th.
Anyway. Well, and with that, I mean 10th Street up there in Independence. That's the go-to spot if you know just to take your foot off the accelerator. Really, at that point, just be aware there's going to be kids running back and forth, and just like with the idea that 4-4-5 has getting those kids acclimated, they don't know where they are. Sometimes it's their first day in middle school. And they're nervous. They're running across the street. They don't look both ways. I mean, just be careful with it. So,
absolutely. We're excited for them.
Absolutely. And, well, like I said, I kind of feel bad because the 3 months flew by for me personally. Hopefully it went longer for some of the kiddos out there. But, you know, I'm just shortly removed from high school. So, you know, they can go back to school. Anyway, we got always a fun night when it means all wheels in cruising night up there in Indy. And that's coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. So while summer is wrapping up and kids are going back to school, a lot of our summer events are wrapping up as well. And all wheels night in cruising Indy is one of those events that will have its last night this Friday, the 16th at 6 o'clock in downtown Independence in the 200 block, and it will be kids' night, so the chamber will be setting up free popsicles and glow bracelets, and we'll be doing some face painting for any kiddos that show up. There will be live music by Martin and the Dead Guys and free giveaways. Terry Scott always does an amazing job right in front of the American Soda Fountain of organizing the band that will be playing. He gets all of the giveaways. He also provides walking tacos and a drink for the low price of $5 from the American Soda Fountain, which is really, really cool if you've not been into a soda. There are not very many soda fountains.
I was going to say, it's kind of a lost little charm of towns. And but fortunately for us, you know, it's usually those charms you find in small towns like
these.
That's
right. So we're excited about that. We're hoping for some heat relief. You know, when I got up this morning and stepped out to get in my car, it really was not as hot as it has been. So
thank goodness.
I know. It sounds like that maybe we will get some heat relief and Friday night will be beautiful. So bring your ride if you have one, shine it up, bring your lawn chair if you just want to enjoy looking at all of the cars and visiting with everyone. And again, that starts at 6 this Friday evening, and at 8 o'clock, all the cars, motorcycles will pull out for an old-fashioned cruising Indy experience.
Very neat, very neat. Then also at 8 o'clock, this will always be interesting here. I've always enjoyed kind of the mini version of this, but night golf coming up this weekend.
Yes, so our young professionals are really engaged in the community. They're doing a lot of civic they have a lot of civic projects they're working on, and then they're working on a lot of just fun socialization and night golf. This is the second time they've done this. Night golf was a hit last year, and it's not just for the young professionals. They're nice to us. They've opened it up so that everyone can enjoy night golf, and in fact, they're packed. They are sold out, so the best you can do is come out and watch, which is really actually cool. I got on a cart last year and drove around, and it's just strange to be out on a golf course at night, but it's all lit up. You feel like you're in outer space.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to give a little shout out to the young professionals of Independence who are working hard to get their group engaged. They've got about 75, 85 young professionals signed up. So stay tuned as I talk about summer speaker series and network and chill and lots of things that the young professionals have going on. And if you want to join, you're between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, you can give us a call at 331-1890 at the chamber and we'll give you more information.
What a fun idea, honestly. Just a great, and do they like charge and make the balls glow in the dark or something like that?
They
like,
do. They've purchased these special LED balls.
Yeah, very neat, very neat. Because there was this mini putt-putt course that I used to grow up near, and I would go to, and they had those charged balls. And, you know, of course, me being a Dumbo kid, I pocketed some when I was a young kid, and we took them out to the golf course. And it's very cool to just watch the trail, you know, and the chaser and things like that. So, you know, it is very neat to just be a part of it. And maybe if you have some friends that are in the group and you just couldn't quite make the tournament, go out and watch. Go out
you
and watch.
Should.
It's a lot of fun.
If you can't do anything, drive down Taylor Road in Independence at about 9 o'clock,
yeah,
because it'll be good and dark, and you'll look off over, you know, to the north, and you're like, what in the world is that? Because not only are the balls going through the air, but they have all the fairways lit up,
yep,
the tee boxes lit up. It's really cool. So drive down Taylor Road on Friday evening.
Well, and you had mentioned some items here wrapping up for the summertime as we get into the weekend now. Does that mean the farmer's market is getting close to wrapping up, or?
You know what? The farmer's market, I don't have an end date. The farmer's market will continue through the summer months as long as the farmers have things to market. That's what I say. So as long as we continue to get some rain, things keep growing, and they're able to, you know, harvest and bring things to the market, I believe it will continue. But I'll keep you posted. But they are definitely having the market this weekend.
Very nice. And then after the weekend, it looks like, again, it you know, change location or a misprint here, but at Annie Mae's, they've got the coffee chat.
Yes. So this past Monday, they were at Libby's Boutique. And this next Monday, they will be at Annie Mae's, which is their regular location. And it's the morning coffee chat. It's sponsored by FabLab ICC's Women for Women program. And it's just an opportunity for women to get together. They have coffee. They have conversation. They just empower each other. They talk about entrepreneurial ideas, and it's just a real great support system for women every Monday morning. Starting, I don't know how long Joanne's going to keep doing this, but right now I do know it's going to be next week at 7:30 at Annie Mae's, and it's kind of just your jump start for the week, the morning, and to be energized by other women, get to meet other women, and be supportive.
And again, you know, something to jumpstart your week. And then also, you know, I think you had mentioned something about this last year or something like that, but bingo. Bingo's back on Monday nights.
That's right. So bingo is every Monday at the VFW Post 1186. That's at 113 East Myrtle. Doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. You can buy a pack for as low as $7. I've been before. It's fun. I've not won, but they do give away a lot of money, so it's fun. So if you're looking for something to do, you know, we talked about how hot it is, and maybe we're getting, you know, we're going to get some relief from the heat. But regardless, if you're looking for something fun to do on a Monday evening inside, go play bingo.
Yeah.
Bring your friends.
Absolutely. And if I've learned anything from bingo, you can't necessarily be a casual player and win, because the people that take bingo seriously,
man, they do.
They
get
take
your
bingo
dauber.
Seriously. I'm telling you. Tell me a little bit about this Mom's Day Out. It said it's on first and third Wednesdays. How long does that continue for?
It is. I was just talking to Hannah at the church, and she said they're going to do this until the end of the year.
Nice.
So it's a great way for moms to drop off the kids in a safe environment at First United Methodist Church on the first and third Wednesday from 1 to 4. You can get out. You can run errands. You can go back home and clean your house. You can just have some me time. You can go, you know, hang out with a friend, run, do all your, like I said before, just do all your errands, and then let the kids just enjoy being with other kids. You know, it's a win for everybody involved. So it's for kids ages 2 to 10, and it's $20 per child. But if you have more than one child, it's $35 for two or more siblings. So that is affordable babysitting for one to, you know, for those hour blocks from 1 to 4. Again, it's in a great, safe environment at the First United Methodist Church. And if you need more information, you can call them at 3840.
Great. Well, we just mentioned that school is back in session this week, and that also means that the athletics, well, actually most of the students athletically have been there even before some of the general population, but that means sports are getting kicked back up for the fall semester, and some football, and the first home game is, what is it, the 24th for the first home football game?
Independence Community College will take on Dodge City Community College at Schulthess Stadium at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 24th, And then the high school Bulldogs will be having their IHS can opener scrimmage and can food drive. And they will, let's see, volleyball will play at 4 o'clock in the gymnasium. And then you can go out to Schulte Stadium, and soccer will do a scrimmage at 6. And then that will be followed by 7 o'clock, the football scrimmage, which again, at each entrance into the stadium, the freshman, sophomore, junior, senior classes will be taking canned food items that will then be part of a competition and then turned into the Community Access Center for our Independence Food Basket.
Great. Great. You got to love that. And then also free downtown movie night kind of competes there with the first home ICC game. But at the same time, is that the last one of the year? Or
no, we have another one.
Oh,
so
thank goodness.
We have two more. Yes. So Saturday the 24th, which will just be here before you know it, pre-show activities start at 7:30. The movie starts at 8:30. It's How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. It's being presented by Independence Family Medicine and West Star. And we're going to have, I believe, 3 bounce houses down there. Some bounce houses. One's going to be a slide. I'm working on getting potentially a clown that might be making some balloon animals if I can get it all coordinated, which will be fun. We'll have the regular amazing face painting. Main Street has some street games that they will bring down. Glow bracelets, popsicles, water, movie popcorn from Independent Cinemas, and it's going to be a great night. So bring your entire family, bring your chairs, bring your blankets, and come downtown on the 24th, which is not this Saturday, but the next Saturday at 7:30. Showtime is at 8:30.
Great stuff. Well, we pass the bottom of the hour here. Again, speaking with Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. We will hit on the more items there in September, but I know you kind of wanted to hit on this, as usually when we get to this part of the year, it does mean that 100-mile highway sale coming up. Tell us a little bit more about that. When can we expect it?
Okay, so this year's 100-mile sale is September the 13th and the 14th. So what everyone needs to know is if you are interested in having a sale, you can go to the city offices in Independence on Laurel Street, and you can get a permit for that day. And typically they charge, but on that day they're waiving the fee, so permits are free. But you do have to have a permit by ordinance, and then the city will then give us, the chamber, all of the information regarding the dates and the times and the locations of those sales, and then we will be putting together a map of all the sales in town.
Great.
So be sure, if you are wanting to be on that map, that you get your permit, get signed up with the city. Don't come to the chamber, because we get our information from the city. And then if you're wanting to just shop and turn someone else's trash into your treasure, make sure you mark that on your calendar to get out and shop on the 13th and the 14th. I want to back up. I want to talk pancakes.
Oh, yeah. So, I was going to say, before we even end it here, what is this never-ending pancakes?
So this is a big fundraiser for the Optimist Club. And the Optimist Club's platform is being a friend of youth. So what everyone needs to know is that the Optimist Club uses a lot of their funds and their fundraising, and they push it right back into the community to help all the kids from elementary school clear up to high school. So they're a very important group in our community, and they have one of their biggest fundraisers on Saturday, September the 7th, from 7 to noon at First United Methodist Church's Wesley Center. So that's at 200 South Penn Avenue. And it's a $5 donation. You get some sausage and you get unlimited pancakes. You get to have breakfast with anybody and everybody in town, and you get to give and donate to a great cause. So please mark that on your calendar. Carve out some time to come down and have breakfast on Saturday, September the 7th, and support the Optimist Club.
And again, we'll have more on what's going on up in Independence throughout the month of September for next Tuesday. For now, though, we do wrap it up again with Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, again, I extend my thanks, as this will be the last time that we do this. But I've always enjoyed these interviews, really have. There's some times where either pulling teeth or trying to get something out of anything, I've never had that. It's always been an easy interview with you, so I thank you for it.
Well, I thank you, and I wish you all the best in Wichita.
Thank you so much. Again, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.